comprehension is an indispensable component of English. After all, it means to obtain an understanding of what we read, or what others are saying. It is only once we comprehend, that we can find meaning and significance from the content we consume. To be able to master such a vital skill is why the comprehension section is so important in primary school English. It also explains why many students take English tuition to do better in comprehension. 1. Read the title naturally. The very first thing students should do is to read the title of the comprehension passage. Doing so provides a rough idea of what kind of passage students are going to be tested on, as well as the direction which the story might take. 2. Read through the whole passage. The next step would be to go through the entire comprehension passage to obtain a more general understanding of the content. Students do not need to pore over every single word at this stage, but should instead, strive to get a broad, bird's eye view of what the story is about. 3. Read through the questions with a general understanding of the passage in place. It would now be time to understand what the examination is actually testing them on. Students should then carefully go over the questions, so that they would now know what paragraphs to zoom in and focus on. 4. Read through the passage again in greater detail. The comprehension passage can be rather lengthy, but the truth is that only certain parts are vital towards answering the questions on hand. Hence, during this step, students should try to narrow down the information relevant to the questions. This prevents students from being bogged down by too much information, and they can have a clearer head to answer the questions more. 5. Address phrases or sentences that are unclear. Since we are dealing with comprehension, the key aspect of the examination would definitely be to have as clear of an understanding as possible, in regards to the entire passage. Hence, students should take note of parts they do not quite understand, such as difficult words or phrases. 6. Summarize key points to check understanding. Finally, after all these steps, students should attempt to identify the main points of what each paragraph is talking about, or the sequence of events which take place in the comprehension passage. Conclusion. And that was how we would encourage students to go about tackling primary school English comprehension. If students are still not confident, they can always attend primary English comprehension tuition to brush up on their skills. Taking an online English class, for instance, could go a long way in building one's comprehension foundation.